Tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Continuing on with this story where the Secretary of State has paused payments to Tyler Technologies, the website developer responsible for handling this database. Campaign candidates' filings, elected officials who have to file their personal finance disclosure reports information. Well, the new rolled out website isn't working. State Representative Matt Maddock from Milford at one point asserted that Anderson, Diaz, and Thomas all work for the state of Michigan. And he actually made a motion to fire all three of them. Well, Anderson, who was speaking to the committee, said she works for the people of the state of Michigan. Okay, you're a state employee. You work for the taxpayers of the state. So, yes, in fact, you do work for the people of the state of Michigan, but you're still a state employee. Well, Maddox's motion was seconded from State Representative Steve Cara of Three Rivers. Well, the motion and supported motion did not get enough support in the committee. However, they did follow through and submit Senate Bills 99 and Senate Bill 100 to the floor of the House. They passed and also received a concurrence vote in the Senate. However, what happened was they also provided a pushback of the statutory reporting deadline by 1 month and also allowed filers to submit their information via email using a fill-in-the-blank PDF form. Well, one state representative on the committee, Bill G. Schutte of Midland, told MERS News Service, "It took me longer to try to figure out the failing SOS Secretary of State website. It took longer for me and Secretary Benson to run in the London Marathon last month." Well, Anderson, Chief of Staff for Benson, said there are members of the committee that have successfully filed on the MITN new website, and that there were only about 30 legislators that even tried to submit filings, which were originally due May 15th. Well, the chair of the Oversight Committee, DeBoyer, asked if that was an implication that MITN is now working. Anderson responded and said, "If you go to the website today, you can submit a filing, and also you can see and search for filings that have been submitted." Well, DeBoyer said he's asking for the Secretary of State Benson, as well as other members in her office, to appear before the committee on June 24th. He's going to request it via sending a formal letter request to the Secretary of State. So we'll see if she responds. Let's see if she shows up. Because he does have subpoena powers. He can actually serve her a subpoena and force her to come and testify. Now, one other part of the budget, another story tied into this, funding for a venture capital program that was being considered by the Michigan Strategic Fund. Well, during their board meeting, backers were unable to answer questions about who would end up getting what percent of the interest generated from the venture capital program. Michigan Strategic Fund Board heard from members of the new Community Transformation Fund 2 about a $9.8 million investment from the state's Small Business Credit Initiative. After their presentation, board member Charles Rothstein asked a question about the relationship between the group as well as the Michigan Capital Networks, who was brought on to manage the new formation of this venture capital fund. Again, voice, throat closing up on this one, people. First of all, the Michigan Strategic Fund needs to be eliminated. It needs to go away. Why are they taking taxpayer dollars and investing them in a venture capital program? And then turning around and giving the money away via the small business credits. Michigan Business Growth Fund. New Community Transformation Fund. All of these funds need to go away, people. Well, one of the executive chairs of the new Community Transformation Fund, Bridget Kloes, described how she, throat is closing up, people, how she and the Michigan Capital Networks director Paul D'Amato came together to create the new Detroit-based New Community Transformation Fund 2.0. She said the Grand Rapids-based New Community Transformation Fund was already making investments in Detroit and was actually making a change. So that's why they decided they needed their own fund in Detroit. Well, it's still not clear on the relationship between the two firms, how the economics are being shared between the two firms. Who's investing where? Who actually is going to be responsible for oversight? And who's actually going to be transferring the funds? Well, that question led to another query about who is going to get paid. What percentage of the return interest would go to partners backing the managers, Kloes in Detroit, D'Amato in Grand Rapids? The question was met with silence. Well, whenever you don't have an answer, you just were asked a question that hasn't been discussed. They didn't have an answer. But Kloes, after several seconds, said she didn't believe that they had established exactly who would get what. Well, Rothstein said the business plan was sound, but I want assurances as to what organization is in control and who's being compensated for what. After a few more questions, the board, Michigan Strategic Fund Chair Quentin Messer Jr. stepped in and offered a motion to table the project, which was passed with only one no vote. Detroit member Brittany Falter Kane, a Michigan Strategic Fund spokesperson, said the funding would be revisited in future meetings. So at least $10 million isn't going to be spent in these funds until they get more information. Well, how about that, Matt Hall? Why don't you add that $10 million into your road funding plan and just eliminate this whole thing altogether? Again, where in the Michigan state constitution does it say that the taxpayers of the state of Michigan need to be spending money on economic development funds created by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer? Where is it? Oh, that's right. It's not in there. This is not something government should be doing. This should be left up to the private sector. They're responding to lower taxes, lower regulations, and the ability to develop projects on their own without any burden coming from Lansing. That's what the private sector is all about. That's what capitalism is about. But again, this governor completely hell-bent on spending millions of dollars in these funds that honestly, from the stories I'm reading, Matt Hall and the Republicans in the House, they don't have any appetite for this crap anymore. They're putting their foot down and saying, no, we're going to defund all these funds. We're going to spend the money where it needs to be spent. We're going to prioritize. We will be the adults in the room. And nothing, no kickback from Governor Gretchen Whitmer in any way, shape, or form. Kickback, of course, from Sarah Anthony, senator in charge of chairing the Senate Appropriations Committee, having passed their ridiculous budget. Well, she wants to keep all those funds going. So this is going to be a battle between the House and the Senate. And the governor is going to have to get into the game sooner than later, in my opinion. The longer she waits, the bigger headache we're going to have, the closer she's going to get to shutting down the government. Stroke of midnight on September 30th. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping this story up. Bottom line, they're far apart. House, Senate in Lansing, completely different set of priorities. Question is going to be whether the Senate will cave in. Honestly, I think they're going to have to. I don't think Matt Hall and the Republican caucus is going to tolerate in any way, shape, or form what the Senate Democrats passed in their budget. And they are dead absolutely serious about funding the roads once and for all. I've looked at their plan. I've looked at some of the proposed changes that they're going to make to MDOT and the way they're going to work with the local county road commissions. Fixing the local roads is the primary function of our Constitution, and it's the way it should be done. It never, never should have been turned into this behemoth that they've got in Lansing. Absolutely ridiculous. So, want to make sure that everybody's up to date, everybody's aware what's going on. We're going to continue to follow this every step of the way, because first of all, I can almost guarantee they're not going to get this taken care of by July 1st. Isn't going to happen. In the other aspect that we're looking at here, the fact that one of the main reasons for it is because the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ran on promise fixing the damn roads. That was her campaign slogan in 2018 and again in 2022. If you're not going to do what you said, what you campaigned on, you're going to have problems running for president, lady, in 2028. You can't run from, you can't hide from your failures. And the other aspect of this is the Republicans getting the majority back, 58 to 52 in the House. Well, there's no left-leaning Republicans in that caucus. they are absolutely working together in unison to stand up and fight for this budget, the one that they're going to end up coming up with. And the bottom line, the Senate Democrats, I don't think they have an answer. And honestly, we haven't heard again anything from the governor. So if that ends up being the case, how long is she going to be silent on this issue? How long is she going to be sitting on the sidelines letting them come out with their proposal before she responds? Of course, that's what they're waiting for, is the House proposal. But no comments whatsoever from the governor when it comes to the Senate proposal. Didn't hear anything from her at all. So we'll see what's, I guess, going to be the process. So we'll see. Lastly, real quick, do I have time for this? No, actually I don't. Okay, let me do this. Shoot. I had another story lined up and it disappeared. Where did it go? All right, let's see. Did that move over to there? Oh, let's see. It's not working. Why? I have no idea. The story just disappeared. We'll have to wait and see. We'll find it. You know what? I'll work on it during the break. We'll definitely find it and bring it back up, because it was related to this. So we'll see. One last thing I did want to mention. The riskitfest.com website. You're able to get tickets. It's 1 month from today, June 21st, Saturday, at the new location of the Iron Pig South, Old 27. You get off of I-75 at mile marker 279, head south for 1 mile. It's on the east side of the road. Great event. You can find out all the information about it. Buy your tickets online. Riskitfest.com. Looking forward to it. Going to be a great party on Saturday, June 21st. They even have a golf outing on Friday night, the night before, on June 20th. Information about the golf outing is on there. Also, if your business would like to be a sponsor, sponsorships are available, and you can get your tickets. All the information is right there on that website, riskitfest.com. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Would love for you guys to come be a part of it. We're excited. I'm going to find that story I wanted to talk about. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when